Sky Kid, can two young pilots ward off a whole invasion? And welcome to Nestalgia, a chronological exploration of every NES game released in North America. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sean.
Oh, wow. That was me in suspense.
Yeah. To be honest, I feel like it's just you and me now. Like,
yeah.
For a long haul.
Right. I mean, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So that says something. I did like how you tried to make it sound like you were going to introduce the next person, but you had said you did your lower octave and I'm Sean. I also like how the back of this box finally addressed a long time complaint of ours where it's like, are we really expected to be one player against an army? And Sky Kid says, yes. It is up to two young pilots, although that's only available in the two-player mode. Two young pilots to ward off a whole invasion.
Yeah, at least they're not just waving it away, but I still find it very unrealistic. But I also do find it annoying that they just assume I have a friend to play this with, because I didn't.
Yeah, because we refuse to play these games together.
Exactly.
Maybe one day we'll just do like a multiplayer session.
Yeah.
And record that and upload it to YouTube as our only YouTube video. And then, but make it a private link that you have to beg for.
Yeah.
If you send three emails,
three emails with your favorite Pokemon, your favorite hot sauce, and your favorite kind of shrimp.
Great.
Yeah.
Usually there's only one kind of shrimp, but I guess there's three: cocktail, frozen, and baby shrimp. Okay, this is a Namco game. Sky Kid is a Namco game published by Sunset for the NES. This is another 1985 arcade game that then comes to the NES in 87. It's the first game from Namco. This is, of course, for the arcade version. The first game from Namco to allow two players to play simultaneously.
What a breakthrough.
But unfortunately, yeah, it's nothing new on the NES. Like, I'm great for the arcade times, but by this time in the NES, I mean, even in 85, right, there were games that let you play simultaneously.
Pong.
Yeah, it was. That's so true. But then again, in Pong, you were just two white paddles, not necessarily like two planes.
It's content, you know. Not it's quantity.
Yeah, it really is quantity instead of quality. And I don't even know if that makes any sense. Actually,
doesn't make
now that
any
I'm thinking
sense,
about
sorry.
It, it's like it's just a two-player game.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Anyway, that's that. Your mission in Sky Kid is to bomb specific targets. That's about as vague as it gets, but that's really what you got to do in this game. But what's interesting is like you don't have the bombs right away. You can only shoot at first.
Like in real war.
Yeah. You don't go on a plane with the bombs in them. You have to acquire them.
Exactly.
It's a very complicated thing, but there are planes for bombs, and then there are planes for shooters, and they meet up, they link up, they send the bombs to the shooting plane. It's a whole thing.
If you spend time in the armed forces, you would know, but...
Yep. Okay. Sean, first impressions, Sky Kid. Go.
My first impression of Sky Kid was, all right, we're about to start a mini cutscene of the plane taking off, and then I'll take it from there. So the plane started to go down the runway and immediately crashed and fell off of the runway, like into just
I think
grass.
A tree, right?
A grass. And I was a little taken aback. I was sort of dumbfounded, actually, that it wanted me to take control immediately.
Yeah, immediately. you have 2 seconds to hold the up button on the D-pad.
And it's always going to be close.
Right. And yeah, no matter what you do, like, it's not a long runway. It is a runway of a few meters, and then you're off.
So yeah, then you're up in the air. And the fighting forces come out and play, and it's actually pretty difficult. It took me a while to realize that I could also like speed up a little bit and slow down. So I was getting killed pretty quickly my first few attempts. You have a weapon that can shoot maybe like 13 feet in front of you. So you got to get close, which will put you into dangerous circumstances a lot. And your only real way of outmaneuvering your opponent is to play these, is to like trigger these canned like air rolls, which depending on what button you're holding will put you in like one side of the screen or the other. It's all very unwieldy.
Yeah, you're kind of doing a like a flip.
Yeah, you're doing a flip. Yeah. But you'll end up in very strange areas depending on like what button you press.
I found myself in the later stages when I would loop.
Yeah,
it was just a straight loop into another object and crash.
Oh, yeah. And the burn. Later stages? Like, every stage.
The later stages? I'm talking about stage two. Stage one is actually, I'm going to be honest, for me at least, it was a cakewalk. It was like, yeah. I'm learning the game. Like
after you learn how to take off the plane.
Yeah, yeah, after, yes. Everybody will experience that, by the way. I kind of feel sorry for the people that are going to play this game after the fact of listening to this episode, and they're going to know to take control, because to Sean's point, it's just kind of an eye-opening experience. It's kind of like if in Super Mario Brothers, you know, when you go to, like, the underground part and Mario actually walks into the warp pipe like in a cutscene. It's like the equivalent of if instead of that being a cutscene, it was just Mario auto walking off a cliff and then dying. You know, like you feel like the game is, you know, you're like, oh, is this the origin story of the other planes and why I'm the only plane in this invasion? But nope, that was just you failing to control the runway. But again, like this is a horizontal shmup similar to Gradius, but that's where the
left for some reason in this point.
Yeah, I think because in Japan they read in that order.
Well, yeah, but that hasn't changed every other game.
I was honestly just bullshitting. Like I don't think that that's the actual reason.
Yeah,
but I have to explain it somehow. Maybe they were just trying to differentiate themselves too as the game that goes to the left. It is confusing that it goes to the left. It does feel a little weird.
Yeah,
and
you
it almost
play
feels
the
like
mirror though.
It feels like you're running away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is actually a game about withdrawal.
Yeah. From drugs. Like, and just like a note too, I mentioned the Gradius thing, just as a way to get you to understand what type of game it looks like.
I mean,
but
at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
The bare minimum.
It's
like,
Gradius because you can shoot.
Yeah.
It's not Gradius because there's no other options.
Yeah, like this game looks like it was made in like Mario Paint.
Yeah, I was gonna say even MS Paint.
Yeah,
you know?
MS
like
Paint,
the
yeah.
original Microsoft Paint. Like it looks like that, and that's really not a compliment.
No,
because like I've seen people do incredible things with Microsoft Paint. This is not one of them.
No, the only thing that I think has any sort of satisfaction. The only bit of satisfaction that I get out of this game is when I, after you pick up the bomb that was left on the side of the road, and you drop it on your target, like just like sort of threading that needle and hitting right in the middle. That feels good, but that happens only once, in every level.
Yep.
And it's a very fleeting moment. So there isn't much about this game that is unique, except for, like, you know, manual takeoffs and landings. You do have to land as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, just about the bomb for a second, because you got to pick that up.
Sure.
The bomb looks very much like an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like it's little boy or fat man.
Yeah, fat boy or whatever they call that thing. And like, it's just weird, you know, like it's just like, are we dropping nukes on particular things? Like, I don't know what the story is.
I mean, OK, the one thing about the bomb, though, is the game becomes a little harder when you have it equipped because the button that used to give you.
You can't loop with a bomb attached to you.
Exactly. The button that used to be the loop button is now the bomb drop button. So you if you weren't paying attention, you could just have accidentally dropped the bomb on a field of grass, which is not the thing you're supposed to do in this game. It's not the objective.
Yep. But you can also go through an entire stage kind of just doing nothing and land on the other end.
You could. I don't know. There are the AI does try and seek you out.
Oh, no, for sure. I'm saying it would be hard, but it is kind of weird that, like, if you don't bomb the thing in that mission of that stage.
Yeah, you don't
stage,
get a game over.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, on to the next one. Yeah, no points for you. So if you don't care about points, this could be a really boring game.
Yeah. That's why I think that this actually works more as a game about you have lost the war and now you're just trying to get back from out behind enemy lines. Because, you know, your real point is just to get back home. And all of these bomb the forts and stuff is just like secondary. That's mm-hmm. why you get to continue if you don't actually complete your objective.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you don't like that idea.
No, it's not that. It's just more that the more that we talk about this game, the more it just raises questions rather than answers. Look, there's also like, don't forget about those like girls doing the can-can that you can shoot and turn them into. Who knows what,
to
be honest.
I don't know where they're coming from with any of this.
There's also guys that are like, they have their, what are those?
They're paratroopers.
They have, yeah, they have their parachutes, but they just float up and down.
Yeah, that's
they
don't, also
they're
strange.
They're not falling down. They're floating in place, and you can shoot them. And then there's the Statue of Liberty at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
where
who
are
we bombing?
Ooh,
yeah, like...
Yeah.
Sky Kid raises a lot of questions about a lot
Aren't
of things.
Aren't you also the Red Baron?
Yes, so I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that gives us an actual thing to talk about rather than ramble. The Sky Kids are the Red Baron.
Like chibi versions.
And Blue Max.
I don't know Blue Max is.
Which are, they're references to Manfred von Richthofen, which our audio producer, if he was here, would have known that right away, which is the famous World War I flying ace. And then also, the Blue Max is the prestigious order Pour le Mérite, informally known as Blue Max.
Interesting. I mean,
so they're references to World War
I. Red Baron was just mm-hmm. because, you know, for some reason, that's still in our cultural idea.
Yep.
But never heard of Blue Max.
Yep. So those are things, and then occasionally they're just like depicted as like also birds.
Sure.
No, I'm for Sky Kids.
Oh, they're birds.
Sometimes they're birds.
Okay.
On the covers of the boxes for some of the like other versions of this game.
Planes?
No. It's just like now they're birds. And then like other times they're people. And then other times they're planes with faces on them. Which Gotta, you know, say for a second, that's what I thought that it was at first.
That you were
I thought
playing
that the
as
plane,
the planes.
Yeah, that you were playing as the plane, and it was kind of like Cars, but for planes. And just bear with me for a second. If you look up this game, the red plane has like a white line along the side of it, which is presumably for the wing. But instead, it kind of looks like a smile. And then the top half has like, there's like a weird white in between the top half of the plane and the bottom half. And that white has like a little streak as well, which could be looked at as two eyes.
All right. Well, I don't have this in front of me.
So I think it's a sentient plane. I think you play as a sentient Red Baron plane.
So, okay. But so are the people just being used as meat shields that they're floating up and down? Because I know that, like, you know.
But then the people turn into like panda bears. So it's like when you shoot them, right?
Yeah.
Does that reveal that they were panda bears the whole time?
Maybe everything is panda bears.
And then you have like on the logo screen, right? With the where at the end, sorry, not the logos. When you finish a round, it gives you your stats.
Yeah.
Then there's an emblem with the bird that I'm talking about from the cover arts of some of these versions of the game. There's a bird there.
I don't remember a bird. I remember there being like medals that you like.
No, the medals show up. I'm talking about the very top center of that screen. There's like a bird emblem. So it's like, what is it? Are they birds? Are they people? Are they sentient planes?
Okay, I'm going to go with people in planes. But maybe sentient.
I just have a lot of questions about this. And before we close it out, I kind of want to talk. I kind of want to just like follow up on Sky Kid for a second. So Sky Kid Deluxe was released only in Japan in 1986.
Oh, not here.
Would you have wanted to play that?
No.
Good.
Okay.
And then Sky Kid then like completely gets abandoned and then becomes like a part of Namco's like.
Oh yeah, the
rest
like,
of their thing. Like
Ace Combat.
Ace Combat is like Ace Combat, it's included all the time in references. And Ace Combat Infinity went so far as to render fully playable 3D models of the aircrafts from the arcade game.
This is so weird. It's like
this isn't even a popular game. Is this the first time you're hearing about Sky Kid? This is the first time I'm hearing about Sky Kid.
But like, it's
we
like,
know a lot about modern gaming, and I think it's weird.
It's like Steven Spielberg like put a bunch of Easter eggs like for his like student films
right. in E.T. In E.T., yeah.
Like, why would you do that? Like, those are supposed to be embarrassing. Like, that was when you were learning.
And
like,
even Sky Kid going into Ace Combat, that's like putting them in Schindler's List, you know? It's like, you know, you just don't mix those like dot things. The PlayStation Portable versions of Ridge Racer.
Why put it? Oh, okay.
Of Ridge Racer, Ridge Racer 2, and Ridge Racer 6. All feature a Sky Kid themed Fiera car manufactured by the fictitious Kamada and a parody of the Pontiac Fiero. So that's, again, like another Sky Kids reference, but it doesn't end there. The song Taiko March in the game Taiko Drum Master, you know, the game where you have like the drum accessory.
Nope.
It's mostly a Japanese thing, but there's actually a Taiko drum game on Switch now.
Oh,
you use the touchscreen for. You don't buy the drum accessory. That includes, that Taiko March song includes excerpts of music from several Namco games and, you guessed it, Sky Kid's one of them. Not that the music was any good in the NES version of Sky Kid. I played it this morning, actually, and just not music to my ears.
You just, it's still, like, in your head?
No, it's not in my head. I couldn't.
Memorable?
No, I just remember, like, playing it and being like, oh, I could turn it down. Like, you know, I had that kind of reaction to it.
Yeah.
But now, let's take matters a step further, okay? There is, for Super Smash Brothers, for Nintendo 3DS and Wii U, and probably on Ultimate, the Red Baron appears as part of Pac-Man's taunt for the Namco Roulette. If you do the up taunt,
oh my god,
it's possibly a thing that shows up. And there's a medley of various tracks from Sky Kid in the soundtrack for Super Smash Brothers that can show up on the on the Pac-Land stage.
Oh,
there's a chance that the Sky Kid medley would play.
I cannot believe that this game has this kind of legacy.
I know. So much so, Sean, we're not done. This is the last thing, but it's worth it. So much so that there was even an online Sky Kid comic, a web comic dedicated to the Sky Kid franchise.
Is this a fan?
This is, you would think
thing?
It was fan if you look at it. I'll include this in the show notes, but it's not fan made. It has all the copyright info for Namco Bandai and everything.
Wait, so they are birds in planes.
So that's what I'm talking about, though. It never gave that vibe in the NES version.
Yeah.
But in the webcomic, they're birds.
Why don't they just fly?
Well, think about it. You need to carry the bomb and you need to shoot.
Then
birds,
hold the
what
bomb
are birds going to shoot?
Hold a gun.
The worms that they store in their mouth?
Okay, but if in this alternate reality, birds can fly planes, then they can also do other things with their beaks.
I'm pretty sure that the Sky Kid comics are now discontinued, and they're kind of hard to find because they were done on, like, Shifty Look, which I don't know if that's still around. That's
never
like a website,
that.
Apparently. But I'm going to post an Imgur link with all of them, so this way you can read them, because I know you guys need to get that deep lore.
I actually feel like we're doing a disservice to our listeners by preserving
this
game.
It's always weird when you find out about these long legacy things, okay? But, like, Namco even put other legacy properties in Sky Kid, too. When you perform a loop over a billboard.
You got that Pac-Man in there.
Yeah, Pac-Man, the special flag from Rally X. Which is like also in Smash.
Yeah.
And I think Puka from Dig Dug.
Okay.
You know, it's just, there's a lot going on here. And instead of talking about like the quality of the game and like the mechanics of the game, we just kind of chose to rant about what even is this game.
I don't know. I'm glad that they enjoyed the game.
Yeah, Namco seems to love this game, but maybe they just like planes.
Yeah, or birds and planes.
I mean, like, we know they like planes. They're still making Ace Combat games.
That's true.
Ace Combat 7? Yeah. Something Ace Combat 7 is coming out, or is out by this time.
They all look cool.
Yeah.
Never played an Ace Combat game, though.
Ace Combat games are pretty sick. Sky Kid's not sick, but
not sick.
Let's determine it in the Essential Games List. Sean, you have a duty to our listeners to explain whether this game should be on the Essential Games List. Go.
All right, so you know, we always seem to bring up like the comparable things that you could play instead of the game if we decide not to put it on the essential games list, and bringing it back to Smash, I would prefer to play the end title sequence for classic mode, Shmup, over Sky Kid, over and over for hours. Even though it doesn't have any challenge or any real content, I'd rather play that than Sky Kid.
Sky Kid lied to us from day one. Okay. When the box came out for the NES in 1987, it said Authentic Arcade Edition. It's not, because there are people on the cover of the Sky Kid box for the NES. Then in other versions, there are birds. Then in other versions, in my head, there are sentient planes. We don't really know what Sky Kid is. And so I kind of say, can we even classify it for the essential games list? And the answer is, of course, because I've played it and I know it's not essential.
It is indeed a game.
It is not a game that I would have paid $60 for back in 1987 when I have games like Castlevania, Kid Icarus, Legend of Zelda to play through.
Yeah.
I'm not, certainly not picking up Sky Kid. You know, Gradius is sufficing just fine.
Exactly.
So it's a hard pass for me. And hopefully for everybody else, it's also a hard pass. I understand that this game has a legacy, but I think at this point now, it's just more fun to remember this thing,
I guess,
than to go back and actually play it.
I'm actually going to... it behooves you not to play this game. So please don't.
There we go. And that's all the time we have for this episode of Nestalgia. Join us next time. We're going to talk about another game. And hopefully there'll be more people here. So that'd be nice.
Do we know what game it is?
Yeah, hold on. Give me one second, Sean. You want to stall for everybody?
Yeah, I hope that everybody has. Because
the next game is Spelunker.
Yeah.
Spelunker. Have you played it yet?
No.
You got a week.
Do we go down into caves?
I believe so.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they just, like, you know, the next game after that is Spy Hunter, and I'm presuming you're hunting spies.
I think you hunt spies with a car, yes.
Yeah. No, I know that for a fact. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Usually the titles are helpful.
Yeah.
Sky Kid doesn't help me because apparently you're birds. You know, like, they couldn't even name the titles correctly. So that's it. Go to nostalgiacast.com, write to me at contact@nostalgiacast.com.
Or else.
Go on Twitter, sometimes hit the search bar and hit @nostalgiacast to see some cool shit. Or if you don't want to hear from Nostalgia, but you want to hear from me, type in @EspositoFilm on Twitter. That's me, Michael Esposito.
Just give him a call.
Give me a call.
See you later.
See you later. Bye. We'll be right back.